418 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 386X American State Trials. The situation was that he dared not say, because he couldn't then say that he saw that man also sweeping them out. Then it was that he said, "All right, Newt, go up with him and let him get them." And lo and behold, the shoes that this man Frank would have him believe were swept out, both tan and black, were there. Gant tells you how he acted. Newt tells you how he jumped. Rogers and Black, honest men, when they went out there, after Mr. Starnes had talked to him, tell you that he was nervous. Why? Why do you say you were nervous? Because of the automobile ride? Because you looked into the face of this little girl, and it was such a gruesome sight? I tell you, gentlemen of the jury, and you know it, that this man Frank needed, when he had his wife go down to the door, somebody to sustain him. I tell you that this man Frank, when he had his wife telephone Darley to meet him at the factory, did it because he wanted somebody to sustain him. I tell you, gentlemen of the jury, that because he sent for Mr. Rosser, big of reputation and big of brain, dominating and controlling, so far as he can, everybody with whom he comes in contact. The reason he wanted him at the police headquarters, and the reason he wanted Haas, was because his conscience needed somebody to sustain him. And this man, Darley, we had to go into the enemy's camp to get the ammunition. But fortunately, I got on the job and sent the subpoena, and fortunately, Darley didn't know that he didn't have to come, and fortunately, he came and made the affidavit, to which he stood up here as far as he had to because he couldn't get around it, in which Darley says, "I noticed his nervousness. I noticed it upstairs. I noticed it downstairs when they went to nail up the door. When he sat in my lap going down to the police headquarters, he shook and he trembled like an aspen leaf." I confronted him with the statement, in which he had said completely undone. He denied it, but said almost undone. I confronted him with the statement that he had made and the affidavit to which he had sworn, in which he had used the words completely undone.